According to Barbara Rainey, growing older has its challenges. But if you're following Jesus, those challenges are so worth it.
The result of following a person who loves you and gave his life for you is that in the midst of these difficulties and these hardships and the hard things is we see him and we learn about him and we know him more as he is. And when you have encounters with the living Christ, you wouldn't trade him for anything in the world, even though the price to get there sometimes is high and it's not always easy. But I mean, there's just nothing like knowing that God is in this moment, knowing that he is present and guiding in this particular way. And it's so obvious that you know that you know that you know God is in this and God has showed up and he's made himself known. I mean, I wouldn't trade that for anything.
You're listening to the Barbara Rainey Podcast from Ever Thine Home, where we're dedicated to helping you experience God in your home. Thanks for listening. This is part 6 in the series Growing Older Without Becoming Old. Even if you're a teenager or in your 20s, you can benefit from the wisdom you'll find here, because growing older is something that happens to all of us. Parts 1 and 6 are free to everyone. The rest are available to subscribers to Barbara's friends and family. If you missed any of the previous episodes, be sure to sign up and find them at barbarainey.substack.com. Here are Dennis and Barbara Rainey.
And welcome to the Barbara Rainey Podcast from Ever Thine Home. I'm your, I'm more than a guest host. I'm your permanent host. Dennis Rainey, her husband. Welcome back, sweetheart.
Yeah, you are definitely a permanent host.
We had a good time this weekend, didn't we?
We did. Yeah, we did.
We saw some friends. We'll tell you about that in a future podcast. We're dealing with the subject of growing older, not being old. And I just wanted to ask you, Barbara, and you didn't know I was going to ask this, so... What else is new in our 50-year-plus marriage?
But not surprising.
What's the difference between growing older and being old?
Well, what pops into my head is that growing older means becoming wise. It means becoming more of who God meant you to be. It's discovering more of what God created you to do. So I think getting older is really a wonderful thing, because at this season of my life, and I would think you would say the same about yours, but I feel much more settled in who I am. I feel much more content about the way God made me, the things that I used to wish I weren't a part of my life, or I wish I wasn't like that. It's like, okay, so I am. I mean, I just feel much more settled about that. So I think growing older, there are really a lot of benefits to growing older, whereas becoming old is the person, and everybody knows people like this in their lives, the person who is angry at the world, angry at everything, mm-hmm. or the person who refuses to try anything new, the person who just feels like the world is falling apart and everything is terrible in the world. And yeah, there's a lot of terrible things, but I remember we were raising our kids and we were very young. We had toddlers. And your mom talked about how the world was just awful and it was a terrible place to bring in kids. That's a becoming old statement. It's thinking like an old person. It's thinking that everything is done and life is over and it's passed me by. And I don't know if that's a clear enough description, but in my mind, it's very distinct that growing older is very different than becoming old.
We talked in a previous podcast, and by the way, the listener can pick some of these podcasts up if they want to go looking on the Ever Thine Home website.
Right, because this is the fifth. Well, we've already done 5 on this topic.
We've done 5.
So this is number 6.
This is number 6. But the key word we highlighted last time was that as we are growing older, the key word is growing.
Growing. Mm-hmm.
Hate to double up on it, but it's that we're not static. We're not decaying. We're not just creaky old people, which, yeah, you do get creaky as you get mm-hmm. a bit older, but you're a disciple, and a disciple is a learner. Mm-hmm. Comment on that, if you would, sweetheart. And what I'd like to ask you, again, you didn't know I was going to ask this either, but being a disciple is being a learner. And the more I've studied and looked at the scriptures, I think learning is a key component of being a disciple and of how you end up growing older.
I agree. I mean, 1,000% I agree. And, you know, Jesus didn't call us to only be disciples when we were young and full of energy and ready to conquer the world. God has called us to be disciples for all of our lives. We are to be a disciple from the beginning to the last breath. And I think some people set discipleship on a shelf when they get older and they think, well, I've already been there and I've already done that and I've learned it all. And yet it's amazing how much there still is to learn. I mean, learning about God and becoming a disciple is an endless journey, really. It's a lifelong journey and probably into eternity as well. There's a story about being a lifelong disciple in the book of John, in the last chapter of the book of John, John 21. And it's a story that many people know pretty well. It's the story of when Jesus had already risen. He was walking around and showing up at different places. And the disciples were in Galilee on the lake and they were out fishing. And they hadn't caught anything all night and they were rowing for shore. And there was somebody standing on the shore. And he asked if they'd caught anything. And they said no. And he said, throw your nets over on the other side. And they did, and when they did, Peter realized it was Jesus talking to them, and he famously jumped into the water and swam to shore while the rest of the disciples rowed, pulled in the fish and rowed to the shore. But they all got to the shore, and Jesus had built a fire, and he asked them if they wanted to eat with him. And as they sat there and ate together with Jesus on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, Jesus turned to Peter, and he asked him the famous question, and he asked him three times, do you love me? And there's a whole lot, of course, in those three questions and in his answer. But the part that applies to what we're talking about being a disciple, is at the end. So the third time, Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. And then Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. And then immediately he followed it up by saying, truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go. And if you'll skip the next verse, which we always all read, which says, this he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. The next line says, and after saying this, Jesus said to Peter, follow me. So if you read it without that parenthesis statement, it says, when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go. And after saying this, he said, follow me. When Dennis and I were talking about that recently and he read it and we read it that way without that parenthetical statement in there, it just was so much stronger that Jesus was telling Peter, when you're old, still follow me.
He was talking about when we're growing older.
Yes.
Here's the key to the whole deal.
He was saying at the end of your life, Peter, when it's hard and you're going where you don't want to go, you still follow me. So Jesus was making a point that discipleship is for life. Discipleship doesn't end when you're old. You're not opted out of the program. Discipleship continues all the way to the end.
And as you follow Christ, he's going to teach you how to live, how to love. He's going to teach you how to do relationships properly.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I want to ask you, Barbara, I don't think I've ever asked you this before. I'm full of all kinds of questions today that I've never asked. But as I say that, Barbara, I want to ask you, how have you grown over the past half a dozen years since we stepped out of full-time Christian work and moved into another season? We didn't retire. We refired. We recalibrated.
Right.
We focused ourselves on what God wanted us to do in this next season. How have you personally grown?
Well, interestingly, I would have to say I've probably grown more in the last 6 years than I have in the last 20 years. And it's because we've had so many hard things happen in the last 6 years. And things that we didn't see coming, things that we didn't anticipate, trials that we didn't know were coming around the corner. And I remember many times during those years saying to God lots and lots of times, this is not the way I expected it would be. I, in my head, I thought life would be easier. I thought life would be simpler. And instead, it's been harder. It's been more challenging. It's been more difficult. On both of us, we've both said that that's true. And
right.
In the midst of that, saying to the Lord, this isn't the way I thought it was going to be, but it's what you've given us. It's what you are allowing. It's what you're orchestrating. And I want to surrender to you, and I want to learn everything that you want me to learn. I don't want to sail through this, not obliviously, but I guess the word really is more rebelliously. I don't want to sail through this and turn my back on God and say, I'm done learning. I'm done trying. I've been there and done that in this discipleship business. And I'm tired of it.
You never graduate from it, do you?
No, you don't. And yet the wonderful thing is that I'm confident. I don't know that I can express it all clearly just yet, but I'm confident I've learned more in the last 6 years than I've learned in the last maybe 20. And I learned a whole lot in those 20 years prior too. So.
And the reason this is life-giving is because you're following the God-man. You're following a person. You're not following a dogma and just the writings of Scripture, but the living Lord Jesus Christ who defeated death and gave us eternal life if we'll trust in Him for our salvation.
Exactly. And the result of following a person who loves you and gave His life for you is that in the midst of these difficulties and these hardships and the hard things is we see Him and we learn about Him and we know Him more as He is. And when you have encounters with the living Christ, you wouldn't trade Him for anything in the world, even though the price to get there sometimes is high and it's not always easy. But, I mean, there's just nothing like knowing that God is in this moment or in knowing that He is present and guiding in this particular way. And it's so obvious that you know that you know that you know God is in this. And God has showed up, and He's made Himself known. I mean, I wouldn't trade that for anything.
Hudson Taylor was a great missionary to China, established a ministry that I think continues to this day called the China Inland Mission. And he made a statement that has always struck me, and it really fits here. It's talking about pressure, but I think what he's talking about is life. He said, it matters not where the pressure lies.
Or how great the pressure is.
Or how great that pressure is. As long as it presses me against my Savior, then the greater the pressure, the greater my dependence upon Him. And it says in the Scriptures that without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And so faith is how we get to know Him. It's pressing toward Him, believing that He's there, believing what He said is true, and who He is. What He said about Himself is true, and He is a loving God that doesn't allow things into our lives. It is not purposeful. It may not be easy. In fact, it may be very hard. You and I right now are going through a devotional of sorts about the gospel according to Job.
Yep.
And it's the story of a man who suffered greatly. In fact, one of the major points about how we can grow older and not become old is how we handle suffering. And we'll talk about that in a future episode in this series. But back to what we're talking about here, one of the key things we face as we do grow older is you begin to experience loss.
Lots of them.
Lots of losses. And we don't talk much about losses in the Christian community. I'm not sure why, because it's almost a law of gravity as you get older. And how you handle those losses is really, really critical.
I think we don't talk about them because we don't want to talk about them. I think we're a culture that avoids anything unpleasant or uncomfortable or difficult. It's just a part of the culture that we live in. And yet that's not the culture of the Christian life. Jesus told us that if they hated me, they will hate you. And the Apostle Paul said, everyone who desires to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. And we don't like those verses.
No.
We run away from that because we think that's not what I signed up for. I signed up for the abundant life. I signed up for answered prayer. I signed up for all these things that look good and feel good. And yet that's not the Christian life.
Some who are younger are listening to us right now. What do you mean by losses? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It means when you pick up the newspaper or your computer, you look at it to read it, and you start lengthening your arms, pushing it further and further away so you can focus on it. That's what happens in your mid-40s.
Well, even some early 40s, but yeah. Some of our kids are there. Yeah. Our daughter was telling us the other day that she's been having to do that, and she's going to have to go get readers, and She's 43, almost 44. And she said her husband's been laughing at her, saying, "Oh, that's so silly. I can't believe you're doing that." And all of a sudden, he's starting to do the same thing. And it was very satisfying to her that he was also doing it. But yeah, it's inevitable.
Yeah. Loss of hearing because you used a lawnmower too much without hearing protection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's just all kinds of losses. Loss of health issues as we age. But I want to talk about loss at a different level, a level of suffering where you really perhaps lose something that is really, really tragic in your life. You know, I can imagine there's some young people who are thinking now, losses, really? Barbara, you say there's something important that happens to a person when they experience more than one loss over time.
Well, and I think that's the definition right there. What you just said is one of the definitions of growing older. So part of growing older is experiencing accumulated losses, because not only are we losing things personally, losing our eyesight or not being able to run as fast as we could, or other things that may be more dramatic, like knee replacements, which you've had, there are other losses that get added to our lives that are outside of us too. For instance, losing a relationship with someone, or really good friends, like we've had in the last 2 years, several really good friends that were older than us, but not that much older, who we looked up to for years and had been friends with for some of them 40 years, who died, three of them this past year. And, you know, that's a bit of a surprise because we've known these people so long, and then to all of a sudden they're gone is really, we expect that of our parents. We expect that of our great aunts and great uncles, and we expect that they're going to die when they get older. But when you start having friends die who are your age or just a little bit older, it really gets closer to home because it's your generation. And I think there are other losses, losing your job or I don't know what, but there are lots of losses. And I think that what happens is that those losses can accumulate and become a burden that we bear, that we carry. And one of the things that I've learned, I read about this in a book and just have continued to think about it, that with social media the way it is and news everywhere, we start absorbing losses that we shouldn't be absorbing. I mean, there's so much bad news going on in the world. And if we allow all of that bad news to rest on our shoulders, along with things that we're losing personally and the relationships that we've lost and people that we know who are dying, it's more than a person can carry. And I think we need to understand as we grow older that God never intended for us to carry the weight of all of those losses. He's the only one that can carry the sorrow of the world. He's the only one that can carry all of that hardship and all of the crises that are in the world. But I think as we grow older, we have a tendency to carry that and to feel that and to bemoan it and to grieve it. And I think that is some of what we hear from people who are growing old. They're not letting that go. They're not trusting God with all of those hard things. They're carrying it. And so I think it's learning the difference between understanding that the loss is real and feeling it as God wants us to,
right,
but not owning loss that is not ours to carry, not owning loss that is something that only God can carry and He can manage. And so that helped me when I understood that all of these bad things that I'm hearing about on social media or from other people, about people that I don't even know, it's awful. It's difficult. But it's not my responsibility to bear that loss. It's God's responsibility. And the losses that are in my life, He wants me to learn from, and He wants me to grow through them. And those losses are something that He wants me to deal with, but I can't carry them all. And I think that's a part of growing older, is learning to trust God with those things that are not ours, and to trust Him also with the things that are ours that He has put in our lives that He wants me to learn from.
Here's where being a disciple of Jesus Christ pays off, because it was Jesus who said, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn." Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart. Then, he says, and you shall find rest for your souls.
And it's interesting. It says learn of him, not about him. He means a relationship.
Experience him.
He's inviting you to know him personally. And when you know him personally, it's different than knowing about God. You know him as a person and as a friend.
At the point you place your faith in Christ, he actually comes to dwell inside you. And so that's what it means to be a Christian. That word means Christ in one.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's in you, you can relate to him. You can talk to him in the morning when you get up, throughout the day, at the conclusion of the workday, if you're facing problems with a child, with your spouse, just talk to Jesus because he's right there.
And you can also talk to him in the middle of the night, because one of the losses of growing older is sleeplessness. So I talk to God a lot in the night.
You can tell that's a nerve ending between Barbara and me. We both have trouble sleeping, and we'll probably get some people who write in, offer
some advice.
And anyway, back to handling loss. I think one of the ways we can better handle loss is by being around people who have done it well.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the privilege of interviewing a gentleman by the name of Dr. Jerry Sitzer. I've done, back when I had a daily radio program heard across the country, daily is daily. And so over a period of 27 years, I did over 6,000 broadcasts with over 1,000 guests. And one of those guests was Dr. Jerry Sitzer. And he told the story of going on a road trip with his family of 4 children, his wife of 20 years, and his mother. And on the way back after the road trip, it was actually a kind of a spiritual mission of sorts. They went to preach to some people. And on the way back from that trip, he was hit by a drunk driver, killing his wife of 20 years, his 4-year-old daughter, and his mother. He instantly became a single parent and raised those remaining 3 for the next, I don't know, 15 or so years as a single parent dad. And I just know that as I interviewed him and talked to him, he gave me a perspective of who God is. And by the way, that's the key in how you handle loss. A.W. Tozier said, the most important thing about you is what you think about God. Mm-hmm. Is he mean? Is he evil when loss happens in our lives? No. He may have an agenda to teach us through our limitations, through our losses. He may want to develop a character quality in our lives. I don't know what God's up to in my own life, let alone somebody else's. But I do know that he wants to teach us back to learning again. He wants to teach us to get to know him, to trust him, to lean into him, and to just keep on doing that all of our days, all the way to the finish line.
Well, that story and that interview with Jerry Sitzer remains one of my favorites as well as yours. And I have read that book probably 3 or 4 times in my life. And most recently,
you're speaking of the book being A Grace Disguised.
A Grace Disguised, yeah, which is the book that he wrote out of the story of that accident that he was in. And I think it's the very best book on grief out there. And I tell everybody, I know, buy the book. You may not need it today, but you'll need it at some point in your life. And buy it and put it on your shelf, and then you'll have it. But the thing that I've learned so much from that book and just from all of the losses we've been through is that God is near, and he wants to be near, and he wants to be a part of our journey and a part of our experience. And when we go through loss, so often we try to manage it on our own, or we try to fix ourselves on our own. We don't run to him as quickly as we should. And I think that verse that you mentioned out of Matthew 11, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, is the invitation of God to all of us. He wants us to come to him because he wants to give us rest. He wants to give us that experience of being linked up with him, of being in partnership with him, of being his friend, and he will help us. And there's nothing like that, but we tend to want to fix it ourselves first. So I want to encourage everyone listening who's maybe in experiencing a loss, or you're in that season that we're in where losses are beginning to accumulate, to keep going to Jesus and keep becoming a learner and a disciple, because he wants to meet you there.
And I love how Jesus said it. He said, for my yoke is easy and my load is light. You can tell whose yoke you're wearing based upon its weight. If you're being burdened by those losses in your life right now, He's inviting you to leave that yoke and take His yoke upon you. For it's light, it's easy, and there's peace mm-hmm. as you do that. And I'm going to use this opportunity to invite Barbara to pray for our listeners. A lot of you listening to this right now know somebody who needs to hear this podcast, but you also need a fresh encounter with Jesus Christ. Would you pray they'll, mm-hmm. they'll have that right now?
Yeah. Father, I thank you for everyone who is listening. I pray that you will encourage them, but most of all, I pray that they will be courageous and will run to you. I pray that they will be determined to go to you in every loss, every hardship, every difficulty, and that they will be willing to wait for you, be willing to trust you with your timing, because you don't always respond immediately. You didn't respond to Job's prayers immediately. You didn't respond to Daniel's prayers immediately. And I think, Father, we're such an impatient people. Yes. So I pray for everyone, including myself, to go to you with everything and to rest and to trust you and to wait for your timing, because that's a part of being a disciple, is trusting you as our Lord and waiting on the timing that you have, that you know is best for us to encounter you and to experience you and to see you at work. Thank you, Father, for losses. We don't like them. They're really not ever convenient. They're not ever what we want, but you know that they're good for us, and you know that you can bring good in our lives as a result. So we want to give thanks by faith for those and continue being grateful people for what you bring into our lives and into our world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dennis and Barbara Rainey. Hey, can you do us a favor and be sure to like this podcast? Think of someone you know who would be encouraged by what you're hearing and share it with them.
And I just want to remind our listeners that Ever Thine Home is all about helping you handle life's load. Mm-hmm. And this podcast hopefully has been helpful. And there's other things, a lot of things Barbara has written and recorded on video and audio and written materials that will benefit you. We'd love to have you check it out and maybe even become a subscriber, because some of these podcasts are going to be behind the curtain, so to speak, for those who want to hear the rest of the story. To those who are willing to help us defer some of the expenses of this podcast, Barbara and I don't take a penny from doing this podcast. We raise our own support to work here. And if you're interested in becoming a subscriber, go to barbarainey.substack.com. That's Barbara Rainey, Rainey with an I, R-A-I-N-E-Y, .substack.com. Thanks for listening.
You can subscribe for just $5 a month. That will give you access to the entire series, Growing Older Without Becoming Old. Also, you'll receive the scripture cards called Whispers from God to Me, absolutely free. These cards are daily reminders of the truth of God's presence with you. The set comes with 23 verses that Barbara has found helpful in hard seasons, and 8 additional designs of blank cards where you can add verses or truths for you to remind yourself of God's promises or His provision or whatever you wish. They would also make a thoughtful gift for someone in your life who might need a little whisper from God. Again, the cards and access to the entire Growing Older series are yours when you subscribe to Barbara's friends and family at barbarainey.substack.com. And we hope you'll join us on part 7 as we continue exploring this concept of what Barbara calls accumulated losses. She'll point out that our losses are not just major things like the death of a loved one, but also the smaller frustrations that can happen as we age. I'm Samantha, inviting you back for more of Growing Older Without Becoming Old, here on the Barbara Rainey Podcast, from Ever Thine Home.